Parshas Lech Lecha, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ein Hei. Baruch Hashem, now second cycle, try to say new things. If I forget, I say something old, you'll forgive me. I want to start off with something I said last year, but there's an addition this year. We start off that Hashem tells Avram at the time, Lech lecha me'artzecha, mimoladetecha, mipeis avicha, go, where to? El ha'aretz asher areka. You go to Eretz Canaan. Very nice. Sounds like a new chapter, a new mission to go to Eretz Canaan. But in fact, if you remember a long time ago, from Parshas Noach, from last week, the end of Parshas Noach finishes off. Vayikach Terach es Avram Bnoi, es Loit Ben Aron Ben Bnoi. And where do they go? Lo Lechetz Arz Canaan. Apparently, they're already on the way to Arz Canaan. So what's Hashem telling him? He's on the way anyway. What's going on? The Zohar says, we learn from over here a principle. Koman the itar the it kador. Whoever wakes up to become tohor, Messiah in lay will help him. And says the Zohar, mila del eila loit itar. The heavens don't wake up at the itar bekadmita. When man makes his move, that's when the heavens will be mashpia. It is the rusa de la tachas. When in this world we make a move, we make a step forward, then the heavens will give the siyata deshmaya. But if we sit back and wait for the siyata deshmaya to come, we all want to grow in our spiritual growth. But we're waiting for the opportunity, then it doesn't happen. If you move ahead and start, then the siyata deshmaya will come in. So, last night I gave a shir in Mar Gimel, and there's a gentleman after the shir came over to me. He said, I want to tell you, you mentioned the Zohar about making your step and the siyata deshmaya will come. So he told me his life story. He's an Englishman who lives in some city on the coast of England. There's very, very little, very firm, very little amount of religious Jews. And he works in a bank. And on Friday, during the winter, the bank day, the working day, spills over into Shabbos. Shabbos comes in very early. The working day is ready into Shabbos. So this English Jew requested permission to be let off and to be allowed to leave so he can make home for Shabbos. He was refused. They said no. In the meantime, his manager kind of allowed him to do it, but the high authorities in the bank didn't agree. And time passed. All of a sudden, he gets a letter. Yeah, you can. He finds out what happened. That the word spread, and people got together. He didn't know about this. People got together, and they contacted very, very wealthy Jewish clients, who were maybe not religious themselves. And these very wealthy clients were sending messages to the bank. If this is the way you treat people from our religion, we're leaving your bank. And one after the other, these threats were sent, and the bank wasn't gedai for them, so they backed down. Not only that, he only requested to leave at 3:30 to make the train. They said, you can leave at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock you can leave. So he was telling me, I made the first step. I was risking my job and my house, because I took a mortgage on my house based on my job. If I would lose the job, which I was going to lose the job, because they said no. So I was going to lose my house as well. Everything was at stake. My livelihood, my house, It was all at stake for Shabbos. But he still went ahead. And without him doing anything, it happened by itself. God, he made the first step, and Mishamayim, everything worked out, that not only could he get home in time for Shabbos, he's given the whole afternoon off. This is what he came over to tell me, his inspiration when he heard about this Zohar. So those two, for us, when we want to move ahead, we have to make the first step. Don't wait for things to work out. It's a jump in the deep end. Avraham was kind of on the way. He was on the way to Canaan. He realized that maybe there's Ruchnius there, and then Hashem said, "Go, go." And Hashem gave him a bracha. Okay. That's not a kasha me. That's what it says. Pasuk says, right? That's how the Zohar learns that he made the first step, and then maybe Hashem spoke to him and commanded him and gave him the brachas. Everything came after he made the first step. And the Zohar says it's a lesson. It says mikan. Here we have to learn that if you want to get the siyata shema, you have to make the first step. We find that Hashem didn't tell him where he's going to. He said, "Ela'oret Asher Areka." Hashem left it vague. Why? Says Rashi. The reason is chavavo be'inov, to make it more dear in his eyes. What does that mean? We see from over here that when things are difficult, a person likes to know where he's going to. Hashem says, "Go, travel. Where to? I'll let you know." When things are difficult, they in fact turn out to make it chaviv. Those are things you will like more. We look at hardships as, we wish everything would go smooth and easy. When things go smooth and easy, you lose the chavivos. When things are difficult, they're challenging, and we rise to the challenge, then it creates the chavivos. You meet a person who climbed a high mountain, and you tell him, "You know what? Why do you have to work so hard? There's a old age home that's going on a tour, and their buses go all the way to the top. The air conditioned. In 5 minutes you'll be there. Would you like to live?" "No way. I'm going to climb." Right? If you would take him, he wouldn't. It was so easy, it's nothing. When things are difficult and hard, it makes a chavivus. My Rosh Hashiva told me, Reb Chaim Kamil, that there's something called Reb Chaim stencil. These are chidushim that were collected from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and they were collected from the Talmidim, and they're written in a sefer called Reb Chaim stencil. He said he remembers when it wasn't printed yet. He remembers how it was so precious. You had the chiddush from Reb Chaim. It wasn't printed anywhere. If you're going to forget it, you won't be able to pick it up again. So it was very, very precious. It was very big chavivus to it. So once they printed it, the chavivus to Reb Chaim went down. Once it was printed and available, so I'll do it another time. I once met Rav Pinkus' father-in-law, Rav Mordechai Mann. I was in the middle of yeshiva in the morning. He came in early. I spoke to him. I interviewed him. And he learned in the mir, the real mir, and he told me that when the Talmidim of Raftali Trop, when they came in, they had notebooks, and there'll be queues of Talmidim who want to read the notebooks. So he told me he spent whole nights. It was a 24-hour shift, because you got a slot to read the notebook, so even during the night. He told me he would stay up whole nights to copy the chidushim of Rav Naftali. Now they're printed, you can see the Chidush HaGranat. He's a part of it. The Chavivus that was, when it wasn't available and it was so difficult, the Chavivus, once it's available, it becomes cheap. Right? People appreciate handmade. Why? It's difficult. If it's easy, mass-made, then we lose the Chavivus. That's what you learn from over here. Says Rashi, L'chavavo be'inov. Hashem made it difficult for him to make him appreciate it. So too in life, we want everything to be easy. But you know, when the difficulties come, let's look at them as a challenge. Because if we will rise to the challenge, we will grow and we'll be connected and make a chavi. If we moist the nefesh to come to tefillah, we moist the nefesh for our chavrusa, we moist the nefesh for our learning, for our good deeds, it makes the chavivus, it makes the connection. If things are easy, things that go in easy come out and leave easy as well. Okay, we're now going to read two psukim that connect to each other. Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Hey. This is now Avram traveling. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Vayelech itoy loit. Avram goes as Hashem told him to go. Loit. In pasuk hey, the very Jason pasuk says Vayikach Avram es sora ishtoy es loit ben achiv es kol ruchusham asher rachashu ves hanefesh asher osu becharon. The second pasuk is in much more detail. Avram and his wife and Lot and his sheep. So since everything is much more detail in pasuk hey, why are we told about pasuk dalet? What's the point of telling us the information of pasuk hey in a condensed form in pasuk dalet? Why? What for? You can drop pasuk dalet. And just write, Vayikach Avram, so Yishtai, and he went to Eretz Kanaan. Why do you have to write in a condensed form? Says the Netziv, because in fact, there were two stages. These two psukim is not a repetition. There were two stages happening. As you probably all Olim, you probably know that to leave a country, to leave Arzacha and Mamoladatacha in Beis Avicha is not easy. It takes time. You have to put your house up for sale. First you have to decide. And you put your house up for sale. You have all sorts of things you can't take with. You're going to have to sell them. It takes time. Avraham Avinu was afraid, if I stay around over where I am till I'm ready, who knows what things might come my way. I'm afraid that problems will arise and I'll end up not leaving. So Avraham Avinu did an extreme act. He got up and left. He didn't wait for his family to be ready. He left his family behind. He left his house behind. He left his assets behind. He got up, him and Lloyd, and left by himself. And he went on the way and stopped. Aboisa, I've left. I will now wait till you guys get ready. So initially was Vayikach Avram. No, Vayelech Avram Kashadiber Olav Hashem. Kashadiber Olav Hashem means immediately. Because he's afraid of losing the whole mitzvah. See, he just got up and left without his family. And the next pasuk, when the family arrived, they sold the house, they sold the chairs and the tables and the beds. And then they came, and then he went to Eretz Kanaan, slowly but surely. Says the Netziv, but this also is a problem. Why go so slowly? You have a mitzvah to go to Eretz Kanaan. You're hanging around because you want the assets to be sold. You have a mitzvah of Hashem. So it's reason I give you mitzvahs. Go. You're hanging around for your money? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, who was willing to go into the furnace for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's now hanging around for his money, waiting for his money to come. Who cares about the chairs and tables? Avraham Avinu. Says the Netziv. Now, what do you say? What do you say about this? Is this right? He has reason Magdimi for mitzvahs. Hashem says, go to Eretz Canaan. And Avraham's not hanging around. What do you say? Avraham Avinu needs a good price. To do what Hashem says, that is not. What? Pachim Tanim. I'm not sure the Pachim Tanim. Real estate in Haran, then how much is worth? Tzibur Hashem, the reason I give him mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu, why not? Never taste. The reason I give him mitzvahs. You're all right, Rabbi Sai. You're correct. Says in the Tziv. From here we learn, a person is responsible for his money. You have to look after your money. And this need to look after your money and your assets overrides Zrizus. On one hand, you have a Zrizus to do Hashem what Hashem says. The need to look after your money will override the Zrizus. So again, if what was at stake was maybe losing the whole mitzvah, Avraham ran away. He left everyone behind, just ran. So I left. If I might lose everything, Avraham ran and left. But once I'm on the way, there's no chance I'm going to go back. I've left already. I definitely will fulfill my mission. Question is, should I do it fast or slow? Here it is. The chiyuv, the obligation to look after your money, overrides Zrizus. Says the Netziv, look what I wrote in Parshas Dvarim. So I looked up, what's his name, Parshas Dvarim? B'nei Gad of Meiruven. They wanted to inherit the land, Me'ever LeYarden. Why? They had so much sheep. They needed pasture land. Okay? So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you stay behind with your wives and children and your sheep. And you go and fight and conquer the land. Only when you're finished conquering the land, you come back. Says the Netziv, is this permitted? They're leaving the wife agunas. The wives are all agunas right now. For temporary agunas. They're leaving the wife behind and they're camping in Eretz Yisrael. It's forbidden to leave the wife as a temporary aguna. We find the person wants to go and learn. Up to 3 years you can go. Without her permission, by the way. That's another story. You can go up to 3 years. Not more. Here they're leaving the wives for 20 years. So how's that permitted? Says the Netziv. Do you know why? It's true. It's usur to leave your wife in aguna. But it's also usur to lose your money. They have sheep. They can't bring them over there to Israel. There's no pasture land. The sheep have to stay behind. Who's going to look after them? The wives and children. That's what Netziv says. I don't mean Rabbi Say. I didn't say this. You look it up. That's what he says. The chiyuv to look after the money overrides the issa to leave the wife in a temporary aguna. So therefore, they left the wives behind to look after the sheep. That's in the Tziv. Says in the Tziv. Says, look up what I wrote about Yaakov Avinu. There's another Netziv, he says. That when Yaakov comes back, when Avraham comes back from Mitzrayim, he says he goes to Negev, And from Negev it goes to the Mizbeach. It's also in this week's parasha. In Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. This week's parasha. When Avram's coming back from Mitzrayim, so it says, he goes to the Negev. And then it says he goes slowly but surely to the Mizbeach to daven to Hashem. Again, ask the Netziv, why are you telling me when to Negev? Because physically it's the first place when you come from Mitzrayim, the first place you meet is in the south. Why is the Torah telling me this? The Netziv says the same thing. Again, there were two stages. Avram, the Negev is the place for Torah. Avram ran ahead, he left his family behind. He ran ahead to go to Negev. To fulfill the mitzvah of being in Eretz Yisrael, coming back, and to learn Torah. He left them behind. He let them come by himself with his slaves. Once they came to Negev, went slowly but surely to the Mizbeach. Why? Because Rizus, true, but I have to look after my cattle. Another Netziv says that. But the last Netziv I want to say, he says, look what happened by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was in Sukkos for a year and a half. When he's on the way back to Yitzchak, he was in Sukkos. What was he doing in Sukkos? Says his foreigner, he went with the cattle, with his sheep, what they needed. Where they were from place to place, lat. They had to camp out for them to have their pasture land. Why? Because you have to look after your money. Ah, but it says the Netziv over there. But these things need shichol adas. You have to be very careful. Because here, Yaakov Avinu was punished for this. It was the wrong decision. Because we know, the Gemara says, that Yaakov Avinu got 22 years. He lost Yosef. Against the 22 years, he wasn't with his father. Which includes a year and a half of Sukkos. So here it was the wrong decision. Therefore, says the Netziv, he summarizes and says, there is an obligation. If you have Hashem gave you money, you have to look after it. That will override other things as well. You have to be careful. Because Yaakov got it wrong. Versus Kibud Avim, it didn't work. It wasn't true. So, and Sif says we're supposed to learn from Avraham Avinu. We're supposed to learn. We're supposed to learn from these things. So again, if what is at stake is the whole mitzvah, you have to be extreme, make extreme moves and just go. Right. But if it's a matter of zrizus versus your personal obligations, sometimes to override this resource, these things needs to have Dishmai, because you can't get it wrong. Not always the case. Very fascinating. Zdoim. Pasuk says, Perek Yud Gimel, V'anshei Zdoim Ro'im V'chatoim Mo'id. The people of Zdoim were very, very evil. In the Novi Yechezkel, when he describes who Zdoim were, the Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Mentes, V'hinei Zeh Hoya Ovoin Zdoim Achoseich. This was the sin of Zdoim. Go'in sivas lechem, they had abundance of food. The shalvas hashkeit hoyolo v'livnei sel. They're very peacefully and quiet. V'yad oni ve'evyon lo yichzika. They didn't support the poor. This is the sin of Zdoim. They're very rich, very affluent. It was a great land. Things were quiet, and they didn't support the poor. This is how the Novi describes the sin of Zdoim. And the question is, we know that Bnei Noach, Goyim, have seven mitzvahs, seven obligations to keep. But tzedakah is not part of the obligation. It's not part of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach to give tzedakah. Why are Anshei Sdoim being penalized for not giving tzedakah if they're not obligated to give tzedakah? Why should they? Why should they share their money with the poor if that's not their obligation? It's not part of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Why should they? Why is this the ultimate sin? Says Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovetz Oros at the back, he has Biurei Agodas al Derech HaPshat. Says Rabbi Elchanan, we have to distinguish between a local versus a way of life. He bases himself on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin counts the people who will not merit Ketchias HaMesim. The Mishnah has a list. HaOymer Ein Ketchias HaMesim in HaTorah. You don't believe in Ketchias HaMesim? You won't get Ketchias HaMesim. In Torah Ben HaShamayim, Apikores. This is the list of the people who will not get Ketchias, will not rise into Ketchias HaMesim. Rabbi Kivega over there says, look in Tosfos in Sota Daf Hei. In Sota Daf Hei, the Gemara says that a person who is haughty will not rise for Tchias HaMesim. As it says, he kitzu v'ranu shoichnei ofar. People who in lifetime were like ofar, they were humble, they will rise for Tchias HaMesim. But people who are haughty will not arise, will not wake up for Tchias HaMesim. As Tosfos, Tema. It's a bewilderment. How can you tell me that person is haughty, will not get up for Tchias HaMesim? So if so, why in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, when we list the people who have no chelek, why do we not mention the people who are haughty? How could the Mishnah forget? If it's true, how can the Mishnah skip him out? You have a whole list of the people who don't get Chesed. What happened to the haughty person? And Tosfos does not answer. What's the answer? Says Rabbi Elchanan the following. A person who all his life kept Kala Kechamura, he kept all the mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. At the end of his life, he had Chometz on Pesach. He decided, I want to taste, what do the pita taste like on Pesach? And he doesn't do tshuva. One time, what's going to happen to him? What? Kores, correct. Even though his whole life he was a righteous Jew, but if you one time you eat chometz and Pesach, you get kores. If you don't do tshuva, that's it. Even if it's a one-time offense. So too, a person who all his life believed in Tchias HaMesim, at the end of his life, he decided, I don't believe in it anymore. So what's going to happen? Doesn't come back. Even if it's a one-time thing. A person who's haughty, one time, he'll come back for Tchias HaMesim. He will come back. Only a person, that's his way of life. He is. That's who he is. He's a haughty person continuously. He's the person who won't come back. The same way as the Rambam writes, Eilu she'einem chelek l'olam haba, a baal lashon hara. A baal lashon hara will have no chelek in the world to come. But says the Kesem Mishnah, if you spoke lashon hara one time, you do have a chelek in olam haba, because you're not a baal lashon hara. Only that's the way, that's your normal practice, you're a baal lashon hara. For says Rabbi Elchanan, that Mishnah is quoting cases that for one time, the punishment for that one time avera is you lose tchilas hamesim. You are pikoros. You don't believe Torah min hashamayim. Don't believe in tchilas hamesim. You lose tchilas hamesim. But being haughty one time doesn't. Don't get punished for that. It's only that's your way of life. And therefore, back to us. Says Rabbi Chanan, Reb Chaim Vital tells us, why is it the Torah doesn't explicitly command us to have good character traits? It's not explicit in the Torah not to have bad midos. Says Reb Chaim Vital, know why the Torah didn't say it? Because it's pashat. Because you can't keep the Torah if you can't control your midos. Won't happen. When we get a commandment, that means you have to be in self-control. So it doesn't need to be said. It's included in the when you get a tzivui from Hashem, it's included in that as yuchiv to work in your midas, otherwise it won't happen. And therefore, when even the goyim get Sheva mitzvahs bnei noach, included in that is the doesn't need to be said. That you have to have good midos. Otherwise you won't be able to fulfill your Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So at the end of the day, what's the difference between Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and the rest and the midos? Here's the difference. For the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, even one time you transgress, you're done, you're gone. One time. To give tzedakah, even a goy should give tzedakah. One time offense, it's all right, because it's not part of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But if it's his lifestyle, that's wrong. If that's his philosophy, I don't give tzedakah. I keep all my affluence to myself. I don't want to help others. I don't want others to have any benefit from me. That's your lifestyle. Then even a goy is obligated in that, because if that's your lifestyle, you won't be able to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So again, what was our question? Why are they being penalized for not giving tzedakah? It's not the obligation. The answer is true. They're not obligated to give tzedakah as a mitzvah. Therefore, if they one time don't want to give tzedakah, it's all right. We Jews have a chiyuv to give tzedakah, so we have to give every time. But if it's their lifestyle, that is like having bad midas. And that, if that's your lifestyle, that is, you are obligated, and therefore they were punished for being so mean. Anyway, something to think about. A person should check himself out to make sure, not just thinking small, you have to think big. In my bigger picture, what am I? Where am I holding with my midas? Is that my lifestyle? Is that who I am? Or just randomly I fall? There's another Netziv, which is very important, which he once mentioned slightly in a different place. This Netziv is in the introduction to Sefer Bereishis, where the Netziv tells us there's two parts. There's being a tzaddik and being a yoshor. And Chumash Bereishis would describe the Sefer Yoshor. What's the difference in between in being a tzaddik and a yoshor? The difference is a tzaddik means being righteous. A yoshor means behaving and respecting other people. Ben adam l'chaveiro. Very nice to be a tzaddik. We have to know how to behave with other people and be good to them. Avraham Avinu hated Zdoim. He hated Melach Zdoim, says the Netziv. Zdoim was Avraham's biggest opponent. All that Avraham stood for was the opposite of Zdoim. Avraham was all about chesed, by giving to others, caring for others, not keeping for himself. Three strangers come, he gives them, he slaughters three animals for them, for three strangers, for three Arabs, gives them a tongue each, a tongue. Just the opposite of Zdoim. Zdoim all about himself, being bad to others, chasing away others. When Avraham fought for Zdoim and conquered, when they're captured, in this week's parasha, they're captured, and Melach Zdoim says, please take. Avraham says, I'm not taking anything from you. I don't want any presents from you. He took from Paroi, he took from Avimelech. Why would he not take from Zdoim? Says in the Tzik, because he hated Zdoim. Didn't want to be involved with him. But when he heard that Zdoim were going to be destroyed, Avraham Avinu davened for them, cared about them. Ideologically, he was opposed to them. But when they needed help, when they're under threat, he went to fight, he risked his life for them. That's Sefer Yoshua. The same thing with Lot. When Lot, in this week's parasha, how Lot was involved with theft, and Avraham Avinu says, well, brother, let's stay brothers. You know, I'm much older than you are. I'm your uncle. But you choose. Wherever you go, you can choose. I'll go the other way. But there's such derech eretz involved. Instead of shouting him, fighting with him, and telling you're a gunner and a thief, he says, please, let's stay friends. Let's stay friends. We need to separate. But you know what? You choose your way. I'll go the other way. Says the Netziv, this is what happened in Churban Beit HaMikdash. They had Torah. They had Sinas Chinam. And they felt, anyone who doesn't think like me is an apikores. If you don't pray the way I pray, you don't practice, you're obviously an apikores. That's what happened with the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Because the lacking of the Yashar. And therefore, he says, that's what we learn from Chumash Bereishis, is that, of course, everyone has to have their opinion and their way of life and have to believe in it. And you have the right to think that that other way is wrong. But it mustn't affect our derech eretz to other people. And that's what we learn from Avraham. Even people who we may think very differently than them, but we still have to respect them and help them and be good to them. And that's what Hashem wants. A Sefer HaYoshua. It's very well worth reading. It's an Agdom of the Netziv to say Chumash Bereishis. It's one page Agdom. It's very well worthwhile reading. And people get, when there's elections, people don't speak to each other. These type of things. All this is a big mistake. Again, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And they believe in their opinion. It's all important. But on the day-to-day basis, and the Acheret, the people, you have to be careful not to be sucked in. So that's Sinas Chinam. And so, whatever they may be holding, still treat them, be good to people, be nice to each other, and that's what Hashem wants. That's how we learn from Avraham, with Zdoim, and Avraham, with Lot. We learn from Yitzchak, with Avimelech, Yaakov and Lavan. You see in the Tzivs, all these are instances of being good to each other. Thank you for coming. Have a good Shabbos. Wonderful to be together again. And Baruch Hashem, the bracha is coming. We just last night asked for Saint Talmator, and it's very pouring. Baruch Hashem, let the bracha continue. Have a good Shabbos. Let us try and suck in, learn from Avoseinu, from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Let us incorporate these ideals into our life. And Shabbos Zeicha to all the brachas and all the brachas Avraham gets should come our way as well. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
this is just a result of harsh words. That they're more interested in taking care of the livestock than their children and their families.
Right? That's the way they spoke. That is.
Yeah, it's even saying like the opposite.
There they mention that as for the wives.
But the sign is because they took their money more seriously than the family. And they were saying like that they were allowed to leave their wives as temporary gunas to preserve their money. It's a little difficult.
Okay. Again, I said it's not my chiddush. These are you can see inside. Maybe it's not coming out as well. Sure, thank you very much.